With you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, that you may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. Yet now I am coming to you. I speak this of the world, may share my joy completely. I gave them a word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in our readings today just how loved we are by Christ, by Paul. That they're so worried about us, that they're leaving us behind in this world where there's so much evil at times, let's be honest, and false truth. And our Lord is warning us, listen to him, follow him, and be not afraid. We live in times where people like to reinvent morality to meet their own individual needs, right? But we know that absolute truth does exist, and absolute truth is always Jesus Christ. So the good news for all of us is Jesus never changes. In a world that's constantly changing, we know the unconditional love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. And he's encouraging us on a daily basis to not feel overwhelmed, to not feel like the world is horrible. The world is a beautiful place because God created it. So, my dear friends, remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And all we need to do is to listen to his voice, and we'll know the difference between right and wrong. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to be with us today, that we will not be overcome with fear, but know that Jesus has never abandoned us, but rather that he walks with us always.